We're going to lead into our next panel after this. Spin Martin, who's moderating the Real Life Business and Second Life panel, is stuck in traffic in his dominant shadow. He'll be here shortly. But we'll do Q&A with Mitch until then. So where's Mitch? Mick is going to be our microphone runner here. Could I ask that the people who are on the next panel get ready to hop up here in a second? I found everyone so far, but here, anybody have any questions for Mitch?
I'm just wondering, given your background in open software applications and thinking of novel ways of doing that, I've been interested in scaling Second Life into the open software future and doing kind of radically distributed stuff there. And I'm wondering if you had any thoughts and might point us in directions to make Tal fill about in the future with that scaling issue.
I have many thoughts about that. Speaking broadly, the future of Second Life is absolutely in the direction of greater openness. It is a fundamental part of the vision of the company, but I'm not the person, and this isn't the time to be making announcements, but I would not be as enthusiastic and as participatory if I didn't think that there was a fundamental alignment, that the way to scale this and to make it sustainable is going to continue to find ways to make it more and more open. Absolutely.
I enjoyed your talk very much, and I particularly like the way you consistently emphasize the symbolic, the metaphoric, the connection between reality and virtual reality. As one of the few people in the room who's old enough to have once used a Royal typewriter, I'm wondering if you can comment on your use of typeface in your slides.
Yeah, I would be happy to. I'm seeking to improve my level of self-expression. And at this point, I'm still in the imitative phase. And so the use of that typeface is an homage to Larry Lessig, whom you may know, who uses that typeface in his excellent presentations. But I was, Frida and I were talking, and I think I'm really, really ready to step up to try to have my own look and feel. Look for that coming soon. In the meantime, P22 American typewriter.
Hi. In looking at what happens with technologies, I think what you're pointing out in your presentation about Second Life moving from the stage of infrastructure to the stage of more human issues. I mean, I think ultimately what you point out is technology becomes about human stories, and it's not about, wow, this is new technology. How do you see Second Life facilitating a changeover between, look at this, we can make a neat virtual world, versus going to, say, for lack of a better analogy, a MySpace environment where people use the technology to actually do what they want to do?
I thought those films were incredibly great exemplars of the human impact and importance, and I'm hoping that there are enough rights to those that I can show those films to people without getting in too much trouble. I would say the human side, since Second Life is fundamentally a social environment, as long as it remains a core value of the culture, the residents and people in the world are going to be emphasizing that element of the meaning of it all over the technology itself. And so I don't know that we need to do special things. We need to continue to do more of the things that are already being done, identify gaps and close them. And I'm thinking that someone is going to say last question, and that when it's the time for the last question. Okay, so I'm not going to worry about that.
I've actually got a couple questions from some people in the world.
Great.
Johnny Clark would like you to pass him some free lending dollars. And Sarah Sello wants to know whether you are for or against snakes on a plane.
more snakes on the plane. I am looking forward to seeing it. And I'll tell you why. Because it's really great when there's something with a lot of hype and you're not disappointed. And apparently the actual movie that they made sort of meets or exceeds people's expectations. And it has this virtual component to it, that the movie is a function of the audience who hadn't even seen it shaping what it became. So, you know, more power to snakes on a plane. Well, I think we're taking the last question now.
All right. One of the major problems I've had is explaining to people what Second Life is. I'm sure y'all can tell by my accent, I come from a less developed part of the country. So I'd like to know your input. How do you explain to people who have barely a concept of what the internet is?
So I'll give you a practical answer now. If they're business type people, I say go read the Business Week cover story and come back. If they're, if I can get them to watch one of the trailers or movies that just sort of give the 3 or 4 minute overview, I do that. I stopped trying to explain it verbally because I found that people have now created these explanatory artifacts. And I would have a catalog of explanatory artifacts and pick out the one that best fits the person you're talking to and say, read this and let's talk, honestly. Thank you so much. Have a great day.